In 2003, the owners of Communications Products Corporation, Daniel Vernick and Jack Moores, defaulted on a loan that was keeping the company afloat. That led to a lawsuit brought by the company's employees and other creditors. In 2007, a jury awarded the plaintiffs more than $6 million after finding that Vernick and Moores had paid themselves $10 million that should have gone to repaying loans. The company appealed, claiming they were the sole shareholders and could therefore do whatever they wanted with the company, including going into debt. Robert Cascetta represents the company's employees and creditors, who he says deserve to be compensated.
There were unsecured creditors as well, who were really the folks who are the backbone of Grant County. These are small plumbing shops. These are hardware stores. These are local folks who just try to run their businesses. And quite frankly, they got stiffed by CPC because at the very time they should have been paid, these directors were taking millions of dollars out of the corporation.
But an attorney for CPC, Don Schott, says the company didn't break any state laws.
It's really just a situation where a bank got aggressive with one of its customers and used what we think were very inappropriate tactics to try to force my clients to personally guarantee loans that they were unwilling to guarantee.
Because the Supreme Court deadlocked on the case, it now goes back to the appeals court to address the state corporate law that defines a company's responsibilities to its creditors and employees. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.